Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Yo, this is one of them songs right here. I don't know the words to, but it's sexy as hell. This one goes out to all the Latin lovers out there. This is Angelus and Yo Mill and El Danny. Me and Maya, two or more. Win. Monsters Radio, live.
Tócame. Vamos a sentir la sensación que sentimos aquella vez. Aquella vez. Baby, no sé lo que me pasa, que todos los días, mami, yo sueño contigo. Todo lo que hago, baby, es contigo, yeah. Es que no sé si es tu boca o tu cuerpo el que me aloca. Ya como tú no existe otra.
Y es que me mata tu amor.
Cómo me mata, baby, lo fácil que me atrapa, es algo que no puedo aguantar, tan fácil que no puedo controlar.
Entonces nos vemos un rato, si no la tengo creo que me trae contrato, tras de mirar su retrato, y tras de pasar un buen rato, entonces yo el cariño crees, aunque no la tenga vez, dime qué te parece, voy a tratarla como merece.
Me falta tanta, que la vez en mi sueño. Cuando me caigo usted me levanta.
No se cuentan tanta. Cómo te reconoce que la quiere usted. En vez de una cuanta.
Usted me encanta. Usted. Si soy dueña de mi vida. Si soy dueña de mi vida.
Y es que me mata tu amor. Pierdo el control. Es que me mata tu amor. Baby. Que me pasa con.
Oh, damn, my bad. I'm over here grooving and shit. I got to get back to the DJ board. It's a Wet Wednesday. We are Monsters Radio Live, and we are the Monstars. I'm DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B with us tonight, and it's Wet Wednesday. So you know what that means. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy music. We got some hot conversation for y'all tonight. So what's up, ladies? How y'all doing? How you feeling, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
Hey. I'm here.
Yes. Uh-huh. Hey. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? All right, that's what's up.
What'd you say?
What's up, man?
You better put a little juice on the intro.
I'm kind of what?
I say you better put a little juice on the intro.
Girl, I ain't been shedding no juices, so I'm a little dry. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm going through a breakdown, okay?
A drought. Okay. So you dominatrix tonight on Wet, Wet Wednesday. She got whips and shit and chains, handcuffs and sticks. So
and don't forget the chocolates and the cake. The cake, you know, frosting. Stop playing. Don't forget that.
Look,
yes, I do.
Okay. That's how we doing it tonight. It's Wet Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. We have sexy conversation, and you guys can join, even ask a topic, start something. If you want to, that number to call is 563-999-3411. Tonight's show has been brought to you by our sponsors, which is the Soul of Me Speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable. It is. We're going to give you her link here coming up in just a little bit. Also, Monster U.S. Apparel, where you can wear your expressions on your shirt, and Elite Sway Management. When you need that counseling as an artist, we are here for you. So, where can they find your book at again there, Miss Unbelievable?
You can find it on lulu.com and type in the Soul of Me Speaks, the Soul of Me Speaks 30-Day Journal, or the Soul of Me Speaks Volume 2. You can find Soul of Me Speaks Volume 1 on Google. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Goodreads. There you go.
Okay. So, all right, like I said, we got sexy conversation for y'all tonight. Things for y'all to talk about at the water cooler or, you know, just talk one-on-one. You dig? I'm just saying, we got y'all. So, all right, what's some of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight there, Jazzy B?
Well, you know, I want to know if y'all ladies dress sexy in your lingerie for y'all men, or y'all keep it simple, just booty butt naked. What's going on? Let me know.
All right. I like that one. Let's see. We got more topics. What you got for us tonight there, Miss Unbelievable?
Ladies and gentlemen, what brings you the most intense orgasm and why?
Okay. It's going to get real sexy right here. Now, my topic is just out of pocket now. Y'all don't got sexy as hell. My shit's just on some relationship type shit. You know what I mean? Like how people always point the finger at somebody else. Well, you might need to be looking at yourself. You dig? I might even have a testimony for y'all tonight. That's the shit we got coming up on Wet, Wet Wednesday. Well, it's not all slow, but definitely sexy. You can always find more about the show. We even have a stream over there going on, I believe, from 12 to 6 a.m. I believe it's all sexy music. If I'm not mistaken, it's all sexy music, 12 a.m. to 6 a.m. So y'all got to check that out. That's over at monstarsradio.com, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, radio.com. You can find more about us, the Monstars over there. I'm going to get all of our links and stuff up over there real soon so you can connect with us directly if you need to submit music, you want to talk to us about one of the topics we had. Maybe you want to submit a topic to one of us. That's where you'll be able to do that. So, let's see. I got some more music. Matter of fact, I like this song right here. I actually talked to Paul Anthony and Tanya Deona actually on Instagram. You dig? I told them, hey, I don't usually like remakes, y'all, especially an old classic. You know what I mean? Can you imagine somebody trying to redo like some Al Green or some Marvin Gaye? I know they try, but they don't pull it off. Get it? Well, I think they pulled this one off. They did Rick James, Fire and Desire. Check it out right here, Monsters Radio Live on Wet, Wet Wednesday. Y'all ladies ready? Y'all ready?
Born ready. Are they ready? They not ready. Not for me, at least. I don't know about you guys. Are they ready for you, boo?
Definitely not. No.
just unbelievable. You just over there like a straight dominatrix with your little hood on, the little mask over there like Hannibal Lecter.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I'm just saying.
I'm like, let's go.
Wow.
Let's get wet, wet, wet.
It's really good to see you again, baby.
Yeah.
And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. Remember when I used to?
Love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Abuse them, taste the tears of things, yeah. Then I kissed your lips and you. Made me live again. You turned on my fire, baby. Then you showed me what a love can do. Fire and desire, baby. Feel it coming through.
And I thank you, baby. Oh, how I thank you, baby. You taught me so much and you showed me so much love and sensitivity. Remember when you used to?
Just saying, sexy music with a roar, conversation with a little bit of purr in it. All right, we're back with Wednesday. All right, now I like that one right there. Talk about fire and desire. You made me feel some kind of way because I think that's what happens sometimes when you do something special for your lover. You dig? That's the vibe that comes out, like when you wear some lingerie. So, all right, Jazzy, go ahead, set us up. What are we on? You got yourself on mute. Matter of fact, let me help you out here.
With all the most Miss Aries, Jazzy B, and you are now rocking with us on Wet Wet Wednesday.
So, all right, what we on, Mommy?
All right, we have our sexy, sexy topic. Ladies, do you wear sexy lingerie for your man, or do you like to keep it butt booty naked?
That's a good one. That's a good one, because they both good outfits. I'm just saying, they both good outfits. you know, it is a question for the ladies. I want to ask the men, do y'all wear motherfucking clothes to bed for y'all women? Now, we're talking about them. What about you, player? Do you wear sexy clothes to the bedroom for your woman? That's what we want to know. Get it? 563-999-3411. Join our conversation. I do have the chat room open, so you can comment in there if you're a little shy, you dig? Remember, you don't have to call in with your real name. Call in with a fictitious name. We can't see you. Your name could be Balls Dangling from Hung Low University. It don't matter. You know, we can't see you. 563-999-3411. So I seen that they started out with the ladies. What about you, Miss Unbelievable? I mean, are you into those type of things?
It all depends what mood is set. If I'm planning a date and I know I want to be sexy and it's at my house and I got the food lit, candles lit, then I'm going to put on some sexy lingerie. But if I'm just calling you and I'm like, yo, we about to do this, then it's butt nakedness all day. Let's just cut the clothes out. Let's just, they in the way. See what I'm saying? Because I know at that time, I want to be fucking. I don't want to be making love. You know, lingerie makes love. Nakedness brings fucking. I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm glad you said it because that is a good question. I mean, do women get in the mood where they just be like, hey, I need that? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I need to stroked out or something.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah. Hell
okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you. You would know how my body language would be. Like, if I got my lingerie, then I want you to do some sexy long strokes, some kissing, some. Lingerie says I want foreplay. Lingerie says I want the whole nine. Like, give me the kissing on my neck, the rubbing, the holding, the kissing, the pulling of the hair. That's what that says
that's
to me. Because I'm setting a mood. But when I'm butt naked, you already know what the mood is. It's saying, let's go. There's no stopping. There's no foreplay. Don't start that. Kiss. Yeah, I see your ass. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of them calls and you'd be like, oh, don't, just come on in. Just come in and lock the door behind
come
you.
Come in. No, that's
like,
one of those dangers.
Down, open the door.
Watch yourself. Yeah, that's one of those dangers. Watch yourself. Call. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Don't get Mr. Call up in now.
You already see the whips and chains. Why not? It's about to get dangerous up in here. Don't let me take my mask off, because I'm telling you, y'all ain't ready. Just saying.
Hi, Jazzy. What about you?
Well, y'all know me, Jazzy. I have a lingerie obsession. I actually have bags of it. I have shoes to match all of it.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
But I'm naked all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most of my days are spent naked when I'm at home, so.
Right.
I'm ready either way.
But do you like put on lingerie when you want to be a little more romantic, or you know what I mean?
Yes, but you know, it really depends on, like she said, it depends on the mood and the person, and you know, because everybody don't appreciate it. They really don't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't need to get it either. You know what
right.
I mean?
Amen.
Like special occasion, special time. Like if you ain't done shit, you don't get shit. Right. Okay. That's his
facts.
Right. So, all right, and don't forget, fellas, we still got y'all. We want to know, do y'all wear lingerie to the bedroom to get it cracking or whatever you do? Get it, 563-999-3411. Ladies, would you like it if your man came to the bedroom with something sexy on? Get it? I don't care. It could be something, tassels on his nuts. I don't care. Whatever you into. With fiery
a bow and skin.
Right.
A bow tie.
Whatever you into.
Give me a bow tie and some sexy underwear that's fitting and showing your curves and your butt and your dick just sitting right there.
Hold on.
Hell
hold
yeah.
On. Hold on. We're spilling into another little portion. We got to take a break before we get to that part. We're still on the ladies right now. We're still on the ladies. I want to ask the ladies what would y'all like to see men come in the room with, you dig? So we're going to get to that. We're a little excited. I like this conversation because I've seen, I think you had posted something about, and it's probably where the conversation stemmed from. You had posted earlier, Jazzy, some sexy lingerie.
Oh, yes.
All lingerie don't turn me on, but I have to say that erotic shit, like the stuff you had, it wasn't real, real erotic, but I think it was really, really sexy, classy, diva-ish. I don't know what to say. But it was like, I mean, how would you describe that? Because it had like jewelry in the lingerie.
Yes, it had.
How would you describe it?
It was, first of all, it was blue. It was my favorite color. And it had the diamonds going up the breast. And down the thighs, it was just lovely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I like the jewels. Yeah, I like the jewels. You know, the whole like jewel ball, the whole jewel panties. You know what I'm saying? Just covering up enough to be like, yes. And then I like the long, you know, jackets. You know, the long, you know. And then you just be like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know how to wear it though. You gotta know how to wear it. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You gotta know what fits your body type to pull it off.
Because I
go to the strip club a lot. Well, not a lot. I used to go to the strip club a lot, and I just be seeing like girls in the strip club, and I'd be like, "Are you serious? You got that on? Okay, that ain't it. But all right, get your money."
I feel you on that. Because some lingerie ain't hot. I'm just going to keep it 100. Some lingerie is not hot.
It is
what it is. You might.
And everybody don't know how to wear it.
Right.
Right.
Like, everybody ain't meant to put on, like, long. Like, you do not put on, like, the pantyhose with the garter white with some black shoes. You just,
do not.
You just don't. Like, if you go mix colors, make sure they match or has the same color in your lingerie. Okay, let me.
Right. Well, I'm going to slap. We're going to take a little breather, get into some sexy music. This right here is Rich Lowe. He did an interview with us. I think it was 2018, I believe it is. He's a great dude. Make sure you look him up online. Let it know you heard him right here on Monsters Radio. His name is Rich Lowe, RichLowe. Believe me, y'all going to be impressed when y'all hear this artist. This is like real R&B shit right here. So check it out. This is called Get Enough, Wet Wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio, live.
I don't need no help undressing, you know. You're lonely, get in my way. I've been waiting all day to see destiny now. To have you laying in my bed, oh girl. I'm gonna start real low, low and bring it high. Baby, scratch inside on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
I'm just here to make sure that you're enough. To make sure you're you got me going crazy. You should be having my baby. But it's way more to the club. Out in the back again.
Closer to her, do you breathe? No. Girl, just lay back and receive. No. I'm living beats when you need. Baby, I'd do anything. Many of your dreams. Loving the way that you scream. Ah. Yep, I brought it low. Then I took it high. Baby, scratch it back on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do.
Respected that note that y'all had to excuse me, but I never respected that note till I had got me some that made me go, oh, y'all had to excuse that. but I love that Rich Low, especially when he get to that point. That's called Get Enough. I know y'all had enough of me singing, but it is what it is. It's Wet, Wet Wednesday. It's sexy conversation with a roar, with a little bit of purr in it. So we bring it back. We're talking about sexy lingerie. Also, we're going to talk about, what else we got over here, Miss Unbelievable?
We have, ladies and gentlemen, what brings you the most intense orgasm and why? Intense.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's a good one. Mother, I think on that one. Let's see, lingerie. Now, we're going to bring that back, and then we're going to jump over to the other topic. All right, fellas, we was talking to y'all, talking about do y'all wear lingerie to the bedroom? You dig? We all, now, most men love lingerie. I like lingerie. I'm usually going to snatch it off you anyway. You're going to be mad at me because I don't rip it off of you. It's just, it is what it is. If it's that sexy on you, it's not going to last. So, do we do the same thing? If we do, what do we wear? If you don't know, we're going to ask the ladies right here on the panel, what do women like to see a man wear? So, that's what we got coming up. But we're still on the ladies right now. So, lingerie. Like, what's some things for women that don't wear lingerie? What's some things they can wear? Like, my tip would be, wear you some sexy, they don't have to be super high, but at least 3-inch heels with something fuzzy on them. I'm just saying, and paint your toes. Please paint your toes. So, yes, I would say some fuzzy 3-inch plus heels. That would be me, what I would say you could wear, ladies. Sometimes you can just wear them, that's it. Don't take them off at all. Flex your feet, flex your toes, whatever, tape it to your pinky toe, do what you got to do, make sure the shoe stay on your feet the whole motion. So, all right, ladies, I'll start with you this time, Jazz. I mean, what's something the ladies could wear to entice their man?
One of his long collared shirts, just button it up a little bit.
Yes.
With nothing underneath.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some knee high socks. Some boy shorts. Nothing.
Birthday suit.
Look, you can panty and bra, but listen, ladies, please, 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 please coordinate.
Cool.
Don't wear mad panties and bras. Don't wear the granny panties. Like, don't do it. Don't do it to yourself.
Not the granny panties. The bloomers.
Leave them granny panties in your drawer.
Right.
Leave them for your period. Leave them for your period. Leave them for your period.
Yes.
Period. So,
what she
period.
Said. I was
right.
I was thinking
right.
that, but I wasn't gonna say it on air. But
why you know
said.
I was?
Right.
Yes.
But
leave
I do want to say I did used to have like a fetish with the long socks. So I'm glad you said that one. The average person wouldn't think about that, right? Like some long knee-high socks. But
man, it's just as sexy as hell.
Don't
worry,
right? And it really make them sexy. I know it sounds weird, but had a sock where I don't know if you, what do they call where they had a toes, the sock go around each toe. You dig? Most
That's
socks just go
sock.
To whole foot.
Toe sock.
Yeah,
toe sock.
Knee-high toe sock. I'm just saying.
But that's when
saying.
It's cold and you put on them little fleece, little cute shorts with that little tank top t-shirt. What people to realize that lingerie doesn't always have to be quote unquote sexy. It can
right.
be comfortable, right? So you got your little fleece shorts with a little cute little t-shirt that says, you know, something like I'm sexy or come get this, bite this, suck this.
With your,
this,
little,
you know
with your little booty cheek hanging out
with
the shorts.
With your little booty cheek hanging out the shorts, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Gotta have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're real comfortable and then, you know, and then, but the ultimate thing, women, that you gotta have in your closet, point blank period at all times, is a sexy pair of red shoes. 3 to 4 inch heels. You got
that.
A man would go nuts for a pair of red heels. Okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a pair
yeah,
of red heels in your closet, it don't matter. It don't matter. Just if you wear them and then you got something lacy or sexy, put those on. You can even put on those red heels with your little booty shorts. And a plain little white t-shirt. You get a little white t-shirt, and it's all the way hanging down. It's an oversized white tee, and your breast is showing through it so he can see the little nip-nips. And then put on the red shoes. Child, please. Please, okay? Okay?
Okay.
So when we talk about lingerie, it don't have to be expensive. So people always think, oh, you got to have the lace panties, or you got to have this lace. You got no. You can keep it simple, ladies. Even a cute, what are those night dresses, nightgowns?
Nighty.
You can keep it simple with that, a nighty. It just got to cling and hang at the right spots, ladies.
Yes.
It just got to cling and hang at the right spots. So you got to know how to coordinate it and put it together. So you're going to wear a nighty. Get you some of them cute socks that they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Get you something that says, hey, I'm enticing you to want me. That is what you're wearing. I am enticing you to want me after you, why I got these clothes on, and after you take these clothes off. Just saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And matter of fact, we're going to give an option. You can go knee high or you can go thigh high.
Thigh high.
Or ladies. Steal some of your man boxers. and just roll the hip part up a little bit, the elastic part, roll it, you know.
Roll it down. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or, ladies, you could get some, like, thong little, okay, now here's a creative, like, if you got a creative mind and you want to put something together, you want to create, you get some panties, you take a needle and thread, you go by a whistle. You put it right by where you want him to eat you out at, and every time he hits it, he'll blow the whistle. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, blow it.
There's a nice little craft project for you.
Oh, that's on cue right now.
Blow the whistle.
Right.
Blow the whistle. Trying to tell you. And ladies, you can take like, huh? You could, if you don't have money, take a bra and go get you a glitter gun or one of them guns and just get the boop, 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 putting all your little diamonds, different studs all around, little studs, little bras around your bra, put them around your panty. You made your own. If you like to clap, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Glitter that bad boy
what
up.
What did they call it in Selena? A bustier. A bustier la caca.
Yes, but you got to get the right bustier and then have them tied in the back.
Yeah.
And put on some little boy shorts with those, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some heels. Yes, knock him all out.
Yeah.
And then, ladies. Okay, here's some lingerie. Y'all might not think it's a lingerie. A trench coat.
Absolutely.
Trench coat.
Yes.
With nothing up underneath there. Trench coat. You can wear that trench coat into their job, and he's looking at you because he'll know what a trench coat means. Get trench coat. Every woman should have at least two of them in their closet. A long one and a short one.
Absolutely.
There's another one I want to say, but I don't know how to describe it.
He's all quiet. He writing down notes and shit. That's why he's so quiet.
You damn skipping. let's see. I don't know how to call it, but it's like a sweater. Be like a long sweater. I don't know how to describe it, though. So it's kind of hard to say. I'm going to try to figure it out. I'm going to try to find a pic over here online. Maybe I'll post it. But that works as well, too. When we're talking about trench coats, be a long sweater coat where you can see through it, but not all the way. I wish I knew what kind
exactly
of sweater
what
it is.
Talking about.
Right. That's sexy. I'm just saying with the little high heels.
I have one of those in my closet.
So do I. I have two.
So I mean, we asked the man, ain't no man, we got people over here, you dig? They haven't pushed one, but we got some people. I'm pretty sure some guys, they probably want the tips. They ain't going to step out there and say, yeah, I wear that. What would women like to see if they man came in the bedroom? What some things that men could wear?
Can I say what I said before? A bow tie.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Unbelievable.
You know, some tight briefs or, you know, those boxer briefs that is outlining their booty, outlining their dick line, and then boom. Or they could come in day work shirt. Button, okay?
Yeah.
Or some sexy silk, pants. But do not, I'm telling you now, do not come in no tight, okay? It's to entice me, not turn me off. Do not look like. Okay.
Don't wear no motherfucking leggings. Sir, do not.
Do not. And ladies, you do not wear leggings, okay? Leggings is not lingerie. I'll repeat again. Leggings are not lingerie for men or for women, okay? It's not. It's just not.
No long johns, none of that shit.
No, none of that. None of that, because it's too hot. I'm telling you, ladies, don't do it. He will not blow that whistle. Sure won't. Nah.
No thermos, okay? No moo-moos. Come on. Be creative. You know what I'm saying? Let us want you. You can even wear some sexy shorts that is kind of like, but don't let them look like girl shorts. Wear some, you know, boy shorts.
Mm-hmm. No,
okay.
That
okay. What about
you can wear some boy shorts, but teeter on masculine boy shorts with a nice t-shirt, then
yes,
girly silky looking one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may like that.
Right.
You know, be into that.
Right.
Wife beaters.
Now, what about a man coming in with a G-string?
That'll work.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
To each his own.
a G-string with a mask? Yes, sir. And have that whip? Yes, sir. Or that paddle? Yes, sir. Come through. Come through. Come through. Come through.
Dominatrix.
Come through.
Jazzy B is saying, sir. So, listen. Do not. Miss Unbelievable said wear a G-string. Jazzy said hell no, do not.
But I had
put
you
ass out.
Put else
okay?
Stuff with it. He's gotta put on the mask and the whip. Come on, come through. It's gotta be theatrical if you gotta wear that. But if you ain't got the theatrics with it, hell to the no. You better keep that at the crib, y'all. Cause it's going up in your ass. That's a no.
Okay. So no wife beater and G-string and flip flops?
No.
Hell no.
Dude. Woo! Where you going? To the beach? California?
To the beach?
No.
To the beach?
No.
But you in the wrong. You in.
Oh,
the wrong
Erico.
To the beach.
Suspect all day, sir. Are you sure
doing on bare feet? Oh shit!
Oh, please do not wear no socks with no thong shoes. No. No.
Oh, no.
And put
please.
Some lotion on your feet when you get in the bed. I don't want to see no crusties. I don't want to see no ashiness. Come on. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Groom yourself. Okay?
Oh, shit. No.
Now that should be a public service announcement, because I keep it real. Like, when I was dating, a lot of women used to be like, oh, your skin is so soft. What do you do? I usually got guys that are like, really, like, their skin is not like yours. I say, well, damn, what kind of dust back dude you be fucking with? Everybody should put on lotion and make your shit
listen,
feel soft.
I can tell you, everybody ain't got good skin. Everybody don't got soft skin. That is a true statement.
It don't, but I mean, there is a lot of products out here now that help that real. There's like deep nourishing. There's tea tree. There's hemp. Yes.
Yeah, but you know, some people got their Teflon skin and don't nothing help it.
Ooh, yeah, but if you see a shine, at least they try to put some lotion or some Vaseline on there. If there ain't no shine, boo, they ain't even tried. Come on, they ain't tried. Especially if you see like the little circles on the knees, you be like, you ain't went down yet. Why is your knees ashy? I'm just saying.
Carpet
can't
been
be
on.
No pre knees. Can't be no pre knees. Come on.
Oh, shit. What was you praying before you came out the bathroom?
Was somebody in there that I didn't know of? You know what I'm saying? Was somebody there before me? Okay. Was you playing in the bathroom?
In the bedroom looking like Mr. Brown's nephew. Do not.
Okay.
You're like Ashy Larry. All right, let's stop mail bashing. Let's go ahead and jump over to another question. We're going to leave my brothers alone. So what else is we on? What did you want to talk about there, Miss Unbelievable?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what brings you the most intense orgasm and why?
Can I go first? I raised my hand in the classroom. Let me go.
I laid my hand.
Pick me.
Anybody
else?
Pick me.
Okay.
No, she's go first.
Jazzy.
It's on you.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go with that mouth game. You feel me? Like, cause I don't know. I don't even understand it. It just my stomach be in knots. I be feeling like I did about 18 crunches. I be shaking, twitching, and shit. That's like.
Okay. Head game.
Man.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
I got a steady one with those.
My bad. I had went to another place real quick.
Yes.
I'm back.
Can we come back? I'm back.
Right, folks. Young Jedi.
I'm back.
So you said you had a spoken word to that.
Yeah.
You
want to
do it?
Yeah. Hold on. Where that at? Hold on. Oh, y'all want that? Y'all want that? Okay, here we go. Hey. Whoa. Okay. I am horny, hungry, and hard. That don't sit right, you see. I need you here, stroking it. I need to release this beast that's starving me. When I come, I think about that taste of you staying with me. Come over here and please me. I shake by the way you make my dick ache. When I close my eyes, I see you ride. And when I hit it from the back, front, side to side, ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Yes, bounce that ass and squeeze that thing so we can reach that ultimate climax. Yeah, you feel that? Bang, bang. Thrust in and out from bunk, front, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. The thought of our bodies connected and making me so hot. I lick my lips so I could get ready to suck that click from the back, front, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Y'all hear that? Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, your tongue doing this thing, the ABC and the 1, 2, 3 from the back, front, side to side. Ooh, y'all hear that? The sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. My energy is driving me insane. Oh, yeah, round two, you know what to do. Lift them legs, I'm going to be diving. So deep, deep, come put that ass to sleep. Because I'm going back, front, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Y'all hear that? Ooh, the sound of that smack. Yeah, I got you wide open, biting on the sheet while I'm mumbling. Give it to me. Don't stop. Let that orgasm come between you and me. I'ma hit it again from the back, front, side to side. Ooh, the sound of that smack. Ooh, the sound of that smack. From the back, front, side to side. Ooh, y'all hear that? That's the sound of that smack.
All right. Some snaps in there.
Y'all hear that?
What? That girl,
yeah.
Good.
So y'all already know how I like it. From the back, front, side to side. Ooh,
y'all hear that smack?
Yeah, y'all hear that? Y'all already know how I like it. From the back, from the back, from the back. for the bag. Next. And why? Ooh, the sound of that smack. That's why. Next.
She left out the hair pull though. She left out the hair pull.
Hair pull?
Hold on, y'all. We're starting to get a little bit of echo. So let's see. We'll take a little break and then we'll come back and we'll get back on that topic right quick. Hopefully, taking a little break. We're trying to let our system adjust. So let me see. Got some August Alsina. No, let's go with some new music. This is Angelica Villa. It's called All I Do Is For You. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. We'll return with our conversation right after this. Come on, lady. Come on.
Tone it up a little bit. Count it up. Count it up. Yes, we live, y'all. Hit us up.
Sexy. I'm DJ E Monster. We got Miss Unbelievable Jazzy B with me. We're all here every Wednesday night, so make sure you check us out. Check out our pages throughout the week to see what we're talking about. You can leave your comments there, and we'll read them throughout the week. Sometimes we give away free shirts for the best comments. So y'all know what it is. So, all right, bringing it back. What was we talking about again? Miss Unbelievable. Some intense.
We talking about that intense orgasm, and why?
Mm-hmm.
That intense orgasm. We had Jazzy B say the lick 'em, lick 'em, stick 'em. You had me say the back and from the back smack 'em.
So what you got?
Well, me, I would have to say I'm really into, like, pleasing the lady. You dig? I'm just saying. I mean, I like it when, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about that fake shit. I'm talking about that real shit when she get to going, oh, goddamn, oh, that's what you want tonight? Oh, oh, hold on, wait a minute. I ain't ready. Wait, hold on. You dig? Dig? You're chasing up the bed and shit. That's the shit I like. You dig? But the shit that makes me go, the intense part, the intense, I just, wait, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Give me a minute. Don't touch me. It's usually like, I like to come at the same time she does. You dig? I'm talking about the same time looking at each other in the eye.
That is amazing.
I know this sounds weird to some of y'all. Some of y'all don't even like to kiss, but I'm just saying, looking at each other in the eye. We kiss. Cool, da da da, but I'm gonna be looking at you as you fucking orgasm and I orgasm at the same time. That's fucking looking in your eye like, oh my god, I can't fucking take. Yes, I want to see that.
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's throw me over the head.
Yes.
So yeah, that would be my yeah. Of course, with some Ibasca music played in the background. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, my favorite girl. No puns intended.
I had another one.
All buns. What's that?
Okay. That's this position, right? Okay. Listen. It's really the backwards cowboy, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the arms, but your arms is behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the pulling of the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Listen here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then your arch back. Edge. And then your arch back, you know, and then you clench up and you hold it tight. And then while he's pulling, you riding. Is that what you're talking about, Jazzy? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 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 I'm seeing that, boo. I'm seeing that, Jazz. Uh-huh.
That was things over the edge. Way over the edge.
And you try to grasp yourself because he's all up in it because it's all open now.
Yes.
Punchy.
What?
Let me get some water real quick.
You need some water. You need some water. You're getting hot over there.
Listen.
Woo. Okay. I got another one, too. Okay. And I know we about to close in a few minutes. But I like it when the man is like, you like all the way open your legs, it's on the shoulders. And then you start playing with yourself. And then y'all, like, you got circles and he got. Did y'all hear that?
I heard it. I said, I heard it. I did. That was my comment.
The circles and the strokes at the same time.
Yeah, that was my.
Mm hmm.
I felt that in my soul. I did.
You felt that in your spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Imasta quiet. He taking notes again, y'all. He over there writing stuff down. And when he get quiet like that, he taking notes. And so,
he's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's what they like. Let me see who else like that.
Let me write that down. He'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, I think he put himself on mute.
He probably did.
Because there's an echo. Did you put your headphones on?
I sure did. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I'm over here taking notes. Joe is. She said, reverse cowgirl, pull the arms and pull the hair. So, okay, you got me thinking I'm going to have your ass looking like the old Ohio Players album where you leaning back like the honey corn on your ass. Unbelievable set, circle and strokes. circles and strokes. Okay, okay, I see what's gonna happen. See, this is how you get tax money. This is how you get tax money. I'm gonna write this. I got all this shit down. Show it, dude.
Oh Lord. All right.
Like, this is my brownie point. This is my brownie point.
That's our show for tonight. Is Wet Wet Wednesday. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. So you know how we do it. Don't forget, you can connect with us on MonstarsRadio.com. MONSTARZ. radio.com. You can also check out the Monstars on Facebook. You can you can connect with us and look us up on online media. Everybody's gonna give you their social stuff here in a second. Also, don't forget that today's sponsors are the Soul of Me Speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable. She's gonna give you the link here in a second. Monster US Apparel, where you can put your expressions on your chest. And Elite Sway Management, where we help artists go to that next level. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable, give them that link of how they can connect with you to get your book, because when they get your book, they support the show.
Lulu.com, your // The Soul of Me Speaks, Lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks, in the search engine, 30 Day Journal, or The Soul of Me Speaks, Volume 2. It's a trilogy going on. Or you can hit the first volume on Amazon, Goodreads, and Barnes & Noble. You can Google. It should come up, and it'll take you where you need to go as well. So if you Google The Soul of Me Speaks, I'll pop up. It will be under Miss Unbelievable, E dot to the K. That is me, Miss Unbelievable. I just put E dot to the K on it as my initials. So enjoy it. It's an inspiration. It's a journey. It's a journal. It gave soul to me, and I hope it gives soul and life to you.
So that's what's up. Okay. You got any last words?
Look, be sexy, be you, enjoy you, know you, know what you like, know what you don't like. And I'm telling you now, keeping it simple is the best thing you can do for making yourself your best self.
Okay. So, all right, Jazzy, tell them how to get a hold of you, and if you got some last words.
You can reach me on all social media as JazzyB3000. That's JazzyB3000, because I'm always keeping it that way. And my last words is, keep it
juicy. Keep it
juicy. There it is. So, just Google DJ E Monster, or you can go to emonster.com and you can find more about me. You can find my mixes, more about the show links, all that kind of stuff. Emonster.com or monstarsradio.com. If you got music you want to be selected for an interview or anything like that, hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I would say my last words for tonight is, don't forget, in a relationship, even though it's sex, try to have fun. You dig? Whether it be lingerie, toys, movies, whatever it is, try to have fun, because ain't nothing like having sex with somebody you can't laugh with afterwards. Some of y'all don't get it. Some of y'all do. It is what it is. That's our Wet Wet Wednesday episode. So we hope you enjoyed our podcast. You can always listen to our other shows 24/7, 365. All you got to do is press play. Just go to Blog Talk Radio, put in /MonsterUSRadio, and that's what you'll get. So I'm up out of here. I hope y'all do something sexy. I hope y'all bust monstrously tonight. It is
wow,
what it is.
Peace.
Peace.